Someone asked me why we do not recite a bracha for the mitzvah of Parsha Zachar that we're going to be reciting this coming Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, so why shouldn't we recite a bracha before we perform this mitzvah? And even if you want to argue, maybe the bracha that you recite on the Torah is the Birchos HaMitzvah, that's questionable. But we know that even if, let's say you just recite, let's say after davening, we do a reading in shul after davening, there's no bracha that we recite before Parsha Zachar. So why is that? So there are a number of answers that have been suggested. So one answer that is found in a sefer by, or tshuvos by Rav Chaim Palachi, and that is, and it's also found in the Maram Shik, that says that we don't make a bracha on destruction. Since we're the mitzvah to destroy Amalek, that this is the Zechiras Amalek, is about destroying Amalek, we don't make a bracha on Hashchasa, the way Rav Chaim Palachi writes it, or the Maram Shik, Al Kilkala, we don't make a bracha. And the Maram Shik actually cites a proof from the Rashba. The Rashba in Chelek Av Simon Yud Ches writes, Ein Mevarchim Al Misas Beistin. We don't make a bracha. Let's say you have to put someone to death, capital crime. We don't recite a bracha on that. Lefi Shem Shem Yisparach Chasal Bri Yosef. Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on his creations. Ve'eno Chafetz B'Misasam Shel Rishayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not desire in the death of the wicked people. And therefore, he says, you don't make a bracha on Misas Beistin. So based on this, the Maram Shik writes, that's why we don't recite a bracha on the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which is a remembrance that we should destroy Amalek. It should be noted that Rav Gestetner in the Tshuvos Laharos Nasan Chelek Hey Simon Mem Zayin disagrees with this proof from the Rashba that maybe by Misas Beistin for capital crime, there we could say Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on his creations and he doesn't want a Rasha to die, he wants him to do tshuva. However, that's different than Mechiyas Amalek. He writes that Mechiyas Amalek came in Shekvar Nitztavina Lidoros Al HaMechiyah V'Al Zechira, that since we're commanded for generations on wiping them out and remembering this commandment, so Lo Yitachin Shetispata Mitzvah Zu, it doesn't make sense that this mitzvah will be canceled. Lo Shaykh Mizel Lo Markin Kadosh Baruch Hu Chavetz B'Misasan. It's not relevant, it's not pertinent to say Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't desire in their deaths, as it were, because it's a mitzvah. Certainly, Kadosh Baruch Hu desires the deaths of Amalek. That's a gzeiras hakazo. Do we understand why? Do we fully understand? Maybe not. But that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire. What's fascinating about this answer, and the question on this answer is how we should feel about the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek. In other words, according to Rav Gestetner, yeah, you can make a bracha on it if that was the only issue. They deserve to die. We should have no qualms about wiping out Amalek. However, Rav Chaim Palachi and the Maram Shik feel, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to wipe out Amalek, but we feel uncomfortable. We feel so uncomfortable that our lack of comfort reflects itself in the fact that we would not recite a bracha on it. Why then, according to Rav Gestetner, do we not recite a bracha on mentioning Amalek, what we're doing the Shabbos? So there he says there's a different reason. That typically speaking, we recite a bracha to engender kavana. That we should, the bracha makes us realize that we're doing this for the purpose of a mitzvah. Like for example, he says, when you put on tefillin, putting on tefillin, it's not clear when you put on tefillin that you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. Maybe you're just putting it on for whatever reason. However, when you recite a bracha, so that now we're saying, I'm putting on tefillin because God commanded me to do so. It adds religious significance to the act of putting on tefillin. However, he writes, when you recite Parsha Zachar, in the Parsha itself, it says that there's a mitzvah to remember Ma'aseh Amalek. And therefore, the statement of the when we say the parsha of Amalek, it's like we're saying a bracha, and that awakens us to understand that that in this maisa and this action of reading about the story of Amalek, that indeed it is a mitzvah. And he says that's the same reason why we don't recite a bracha on Kriyat Shema. Some want to argue, there's a big machlokes, is the bracha of Avaraba, is that a bracha on Kriyat Shema? Or no, it's simply a bracha of Shevach, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has nothing to do with, it's not a birchos ha-mitzvah on Kriyat Shema. So if you say it's not a birchos ha-mitzvah on Kriyat Shema, so then why doesn't Shema require a bracha? After all, Shema is a mitzvah, so say it's a positive mitzvah, why don't we have a bracha? So, for the same reason that in the Kriya of Parsha Shema itself, we mention that there's a mitzvah in reciting Kriya Shema. We say, V'dibarta bam, b'shivtcha v'esecha, v'latcha v'derech, b'shavcha v'kumecha. So therefore, the recitation of Shema itself contains the elements that are mentioned in the bracha. Therefore, we don't need to recite a bracha. It's a second answer that's given. There are some other answers that are given. For example, the Mishnah Halachos provides three different answers. Number one, he says that since there's no fixed time for this mitzvah of remembering Amalek, even though we do it once a year, but from the simple reading of the Torah about the obligation, it's not a zman mugbal, it's not a fixed time, and therefore a bracha doesn't have a fixed time, a mitzvah doesn't have a fixed time, does not require a bracha. Additionally, he writes that this is really for our own benefit. We're saying this as we're remembering to wipe out Amalek for our own protection. So we don't make a bracha on that. That's what he wants to argue. And a third answer that he says is because we can't fulfill the full mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, or this mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, till we actually destroy Amalek, which won't take place until the Messianic era. So since it cannot be fully fulfilled until the Yemos HaMashiach, the Messianic era, so therefore we don't recite a bracha. We only recite a bracha on a mitzvah that can be performed right now at this moment. So these are some reasons that are brought down as to why we don't recite a bracha on Parsha Zachar. Either we don't recite a bracha on something that is destructive in nature, or we don't recite a bracha on something, on a mitzvah, where in the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah itself contains the mention of our obligation to perform that mitzvah, like by Kriyat Shema and Amalek, where we say that there's a mitzvah to remember Amalek, there's a mitzvah to recite Kriyat Shema, V'dibarta bam, and so therefore we don't need a bracha then to add on to do what's already accomplished in the mitzvah itself. And then some other reasons, again, that there's no fixed time, it's only for our protection, and it cannot be fulfilled until the Messianic era.